Wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile 90.4 FM.
Here's something interesting. One in six of us have done this to a dinner guest before. One in six, that's the average. I've done this before. So you're having people around for a guest. Guarantee this has happened to one of your guests. What am I referring to? What has happened? This happens to one in six when we're together. One in six when a crowd is gathered.
I'm the one person that served a dish cold to my guest already.
One in six will get a cold dish in your house.
In my house. One person gaan minder kos kry as een.
Sean, nie by my plekkie. Almal eet so baie.
Ek dink daar is een persoon wat altyd net oor die lyn
gaan. Luister,
so net te veel.
Of te veel wat. Dit ook.
Ek wil net sê. Karen plan alles hoor. Mm-hmm. As jy by ons plek, I come from a family where we over cater, right? Mm. So my growing up, there was always food for another double amount of people, right? There was, well, just in case, mm-hmm. you never know, comes around.
Yeah.
There's a board course for you.
Yeah.
Karen is like a portioned person. She'll be like, we don't waste. We don't do waste in our house. She's very big on the waste. So mm-hmm. you come around, you should have so much of whatever. And it irritates me because I'm like, but what happens if you don't, you can't tell me what Rick is going to eat.
Yeah.
You can't tell me he's only going to have a 200 gram piece of sirloin. What happens if the sirloin's so good? And when my brother comes, right, my brother Cameron can annihilate half a cow by himself, right? There's no off button on him. He will eat literally a kilo and a half of meat if it's there, right? And he goes up, he'll be the next, there's another piece of meat, there's another sausage, there's another. So I know when we've got them round, cater for them because they're going to eat. Mm. They'll eat as long as there's food. Yeah. And Cron will go, no, it needs to be just about. So which she is right about because we don't want to waste food. But one in six, this happens to, if you're that one in six going to someone's house, it might be you that ends up being the recipient of this. What is it?
I think one in every six people pass out on the couch after eating too much on Christmas Day.
Oh.
It could be a little more than one out of six, but definitely a minimum.
Good morning, Smile Team. Well, I think one in six people will get a human hair in their food.
One in six guests, I think one of them will bring a 2-liter ice cream bucket.
Oh, yes.
For a takeaway. That's my guess.
Barakat.
I'm a scuffing.
Morning, Smile. I think one in six people will find the coin in the trifle.
Christmas time coin in the trifle. No, one in six of us have served food and to a dinner guest after dropping it on the floor.
No.
Swear.
I near.
So remember the 5-second rule?
Yes.
I mean, but people don't. You know, like when you're on the way to the to take the meat in the buck to the braai, and then you, and you pick up. No one saw it.
I just put
the chop back.
Yeah, the fire will clean it all. That's what I say.
Rara. Nee, you can't eat it. The mensen moet je dit just afspoel, dalk. En dan weer sit, as it vlees is. Spoel het af en dan sit het weer in die bakkie.
You can't
stop there. Just use sunlight liquid. I mean, jeez, guys.
A soapy chop.
Yeah. Everyone loves a soapy chop.
Right. That we know whose house we won't be buying at over the festive.
Yeah, Ricky's.
Yeah. Promise you it is a true story, though. One in six of us, and one in six of us will be the dropper,
mm-hmm.
and one in six of us will be the receiver of food that has been dropped during the course of its preparation. And listen, it doesn't necessarily have to be the meat. It can be the cucumber slices that went flying everywhere and landed on the floor, and then you chopped it up and put it in the salad.
Or the soup.
Well, the ingredients of this.
You're a dark person.
I very, very.
You're.
One night out, two Sauv Blancs, and here he is on a Wednesday morning, firing an awesome.
Just vacuum it up and then.
Tell me what you like. Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.